Hello and welcome to the Westminster Abbey podcast. From Palm Sunday to Easter Day, our reflections now focus on the meaning behind each significant day of Holy Week. Join us as we follow the story of Jesus from triumph to tragedy, from the cross to the empty tomb. Today, our reflection for Good Friday is given by the Reverend Helena Bickley Percival, sacrist and minor canon at the Abbey. A reading from the Gospel of St. John. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, with Jesus between them. Pilate also had an inscription written and put on the cross. It read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Many of the Jews read this inscription because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. Then the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, Do not write the King of the Jews, but this man said, I am King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written.
What is there left? Jesus carries the cross by himself to the place of the skull. There is no Simon of Cyrene in John's Gospel. Most of his disciples have abandoned him. He is stripped of all his clothes, which go to fill the gambling soldiers' pockets. In most depictions of Jesus on the cross, he has a loincloth, but he wouldn't even have had that. There is no dignity as he is raised on the cross between two thieves, two men who bear their own sins, and one who has done no wrong. The lamb, without spot or stain, is slowly being marked in his own blood from his pierced hands and his feet. He takes care of his remaining relationships as he builds a new relationship between his mother and the beloved disciple. His last words before his final, it is finished, is a statement of sheer physical need and lack. I thirst. What is there left? Throughout Lent, we have considered Jesus through his own statements of who he is, the I am statements that fill us with metaphor and meaning as we contemplate Christ. But here, on Good Friday, we seem to gaze upon a frightening emptiness, made more excruciatingly obvious by Pilate's perhaps ironic inscription, the King of the Jews. There are no loaves nor fishes here, no vine nor sheep, just a broken body nailed to a cross. And yet, all those I am statements are not conditional. Jesus is not only the bread of life when he has bread to give, not only the good shepherd when he is surrounded by followers, not only the light of the world when the sun shines. Jesus is all those things when everything else is taken away, because he is the Son of God, dying for us. On Good Friday, we confront the glory of God in Christ, emptying himself for us. Reduced to nothing more nor less than himself, Christ bears on the tree the fullness of God's love for the world.
Thank you for joining us for this reflection. This is part of a series of reflections from Westminster Abbey throughout Lent and Holy Week 2026. To learn more about live-streamed Holy Week services and other digital offerings from the Abbey, visit our website at www.westminster-abbey.org/Easter.